Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kof, and we will begin from the last line of Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. So we're deep in middle of the sugya of Taruvos, which began with the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. We're learning Perek Gid HaNasha, which discusses the Gid HaNasha, which the Torah says way back in Parshas Vayishlach, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael Es Gid HaNasha, that a Yid is not allowed to eat from the Gid HaNasha. The Gid HaNasha physically was, or is, in the thigh of the animal. And the Mishnah discussed what happens if someone takes the thigh of an animal, which is kosher, doesn't remove the Gid HaNasha, which is not kosher, and cooks it together. The Mishnah said that if the Gid, proportionately to the Yerech, is such that it's able to emit Tam into the Yerech, the Allah is, it's all going to be Yasser. If not, it's going to be okay. And then the Mishnah continued and said, Gid HaNasha, Shenis Bashal Im HaGidim. What would be if somebody cooks the Gid HaNasha together with other Gidin of the animal, which are kosher? Bizman Shemakiroi, if you can recognize the Gid HaNasha, so you know which one is the Gid that's Asar and which are the ones that are Mutar, so then you remove the Gid HaNasha, that's easy. And the halacha is, as it relates to the other Gidin, Benoisin Tam, if the Gid HaNasha was able to again emit Tam into the other Gidin, then all the Gidin are going to be Asar. If not, it's going to be Yot. If not, it's going to be Mutar. The same would be true not with regards to Gid HaNasha. So this is the first digression, meaning we're learning Perek Gid HaNasha, which discusses the Gid HaNasha. But the Mishnah says that this principle, this halacha of Gid HaNasha, really is true for all taruvos of Issa V'Heter. If you would have a chaticha of basar tameh, non-kosher meat, or a chaticha of dag tameh, non-kosher fish, and you would cook it together with kosher meat or kosher fish respectively, the halacha would be that if you know which is the kosher, which is the non-kosher, remove the non-kosher, and then determine whether there's a shear of noisen tam so that the other chatichas will be also, or there's no shear of noisen tam. Either way, says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, Gid HaNasha Shenes Bashal. That's Pashit, that if the Gid HaNasha is cooked together with the Gidin, then the halacha is that you have to remove the Gid HaNasha, and if you can't recognize the Gid HaNasha, then all the Gidim are going to be Asas. What's the pshat? All the Gidim are going to be Asas, because you don't know which is the Gid HaNasha. Meaning, if the Gid HaNasha was removed, that's when you start asking yourself, was it Noisin Tam or was it not Noisin Tam? But if you can't remove the Gid HaNasha simply because you don't know which is the Gid HaNasha, or you can't remove the Chaticha of Basar Tomei or Dak Tomei because you don't know which is which, then it's Pashit, they're all going to be Asar. Why is it Pashit? Because it's a Sveika Dei Raisa now. And Sveika Dei Raisa is going to be Lachum. Don't even do it Noisin Tam. You just don't know which is the Gid. You might be taking a bite into the Gid HaNasha, which is something you can't do. But the Gemara asks, why is that so? Why don't we say Bittul B'Roiv? Meaning, just like there's a halacha of Bittul B'Roiv as it relates to Taruvas Lach B'Lach, we know there's also a halacha of Bittul B'Roiv as it relates to Taruvas Yavish B'Yavish. So the Gemara's kash is that even if you can't identify the Gid HaNasha, why don't you say that the Gid HaNasha is Bittul B'Roiv to the other Gidim in the pad, and the halacha is that it should be okay? Now, of course, if you would know which one is the Gid HaNasha, there'd be no Bittul B'Roiv. But the Mishnah says, Bizman She'in, if you don't know which is the Gid HaNasha, Kulan Asurois, if you don't know which is which, then you have a Taruvois of Yavish B'Yavish. It's like the case we've spoken about a few times. We have three hamburgers, two are kosher, one is not kosher. You're allowed to eat all three. So you have a few Gidin, one is not kosher. The Roiv, the other ones are kosher. So the halacha is you should be able to eat all of them. So why is the halacha it's not going to be okay? And the Gemara says an important yesod, a yesod that has a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch dedicated to it, and that is Ber Yeshani. It's true there's a halacha of Taruvis Yavish B'Yavish, but there are exceptions to the rule. Not every Taruvis Yavish B'Yavish says Bittul. One of the exceptions, meaning one of the times that the Dover Mu'ud and the Taruvas Yavish B'Yavish would not be Batal, is if the Dover Mu'ud is a barrier. What does that mean? It means usually it's a live creature or a creature. So for example, a namal, an ant, is very, very small. It doesn't meet any of the shiurim as it relates to an halacha. But at the same time, if somebody eats a namala, even if your chatzi shir is not awesome in HaTorah, you're going to get malchus for eating the namala. The reason is because it has a chashivus by virtue of the fact that it's a barrier. The point is that anytime something is a barrier, it's a living creature, loosely translated, the halacha is you say that it's considered chashuv, And as it relates to bittul, it's not going to be bottle. Gid hanosha is considered a barrier, even though it's only a gid. But the reason it has a chashivas of a barrier is because the Torah said that the gid hanosha is aser. Thus, the entire gid is looked at as an entity unto itself. We treat it as a barrier. We had this already a few times earlier in Perek Gid Hanosha, where the Gemara said that the Chachamim say that if somebody eats even pachas mikizayas of the gid hanosha, he's going to get malchus. Even though ordinarily machalas asuris requires kizayas, but the gid hanosha, like the ant, it's considered a barrier. So here too, you have the halacha barrier. So barrier applies to the sugis of malchus. It also applies to the sugis of taruvos. Being that the gid hanosha is a barrier, you don't say bittul beroiv taruvos yavish biyavich. And the Mishnah gave another case and said if you have a chatichas on a velo or a chaticha of dag that was in sarif with other chatichas, so there too the halacha is if you don't know which is which, bismacha in a makiroi, they're all going to be also afraid to come up to battle beruva. And here you can't tell me barrier shani because we're dealing with a piece of meat. A piece of meat is not the entire animal would be a barrier, but a piece of meat is not considered a barrier. So I'm thinking more honey. Chalaman dama kol shadar kilim noishaninu el laman dama es shadar kilim noishaninu ma'yikol meimer. There's machlokes throughout Shas. We know that another exception to the rule of when you don't say bittul beroy by a taruvis yavish b'yavish is if you have a dover chashav. So something that's chashav, or more specifically as relates to this Gemara, if you have a dover shebeminyan, something that people count. So things that are so bulk means that each individual item is not so chashav, being that each individual item is not so chashav, so there you have halacha bittul beroy. But where things are chashav to the point that people count them individually, so then the halacha is that it's considered davar shebeminyan. A davar shebeminyan is not bottle. But there's machlokes throughout Shas, Reish Lakish, what exactly the definition of davar shebeminyan is. Some say davar shebeminyan is something that's always counted. That if every single meicher in the world is getting accounted, right, you don't say just take all the diamonds sitting here and, you know, give me X amount of dollars. A diamond is something that's a davar shebeminyan always, as opposed to something that only sometimes people count. Others hold no. That the definition of davar shebeminyan is as long as people sometimes count it, that would be enough. Says the Gemara, pieces of meat, sometimes people count. Sometimes people do not count. So honey, that says that anything that people sometimes count, that's enough for it to be a davar shebeminyan. A davar shebeminyan is not bottle. So it's very good why in the Mishnah there's no bittul beroy. But according to the Mishnah, that says the only time something is considered a davar shebeminyan is if it's something that people always count. And for the Gemara, shani chaticha hayo v'ruya l'schaviva lifnei ya'archem. In our Mishnah, we're talking about a piece of meat. A piece of meat is chashiv not because of davar shebeminyan or not davar shebeminyan. You're right, it's not a barrier, so that doesn't give it a chashivos. But at the same time, being that if you had a guest, you would be mechabed him with a piece of meat. That gives the piece of meat a chashivos. It's what's known throughout Shas as a chaticha haru'uya l'schabe, something that's used a lot in slang. But this is where it comes from. There's a concept of a chaticha haru'uya l'schabe, a piece of meat. Being that people are mechabed orchem with it, it gives it a chashivos, and it's for that reason it's not going to be bottle. Says the Gemara Betzrichas. Essentially, the Mishnah taught me two chedushim as it relates to taruvos yavish b'yavish. Ordinarily, if you have a taruvus yavish b'yavish, the halacha is bittul beroy. Stating that, you saw in the Mishnah two chidushim. The gid hanasha is not bottle in a taruvus yavish b'yavish, and a chaticha of meat, whether it's basar or fish, are also not bottle when it comes to a taruvus yavish b'yavish. Gid hanasha is not bottle. Why? Because it's a barrier. A chaticha is not bottle because a chaticha ruy l'schabir. And the Gemara says you need both because each chidush is different. The yesh min the gid, had we only had gid, mishum the barrier, av a chaticha emoloi. The yesh min the chaticha, have I mean, they're two different. It's loy roy zekaroy zeh. For loy roy zekaroy zeh. Hatzad hashava shabahen is they're both chashav. The gid is chashav because it's a barrier. The chaticha is chashav because it's ruy l'schab l'fnei yorchim. I would never know one from the other. Maybe barrier is chashav. I don't know. Maybe chaticha ruy l'schab is chashav. So the Mishnah made it very clear. The Mishnah said both cases, gid hanasha, chaticha is dag tomei, chaticha is basa tomei. They teach me this halacha. The bottom line is, the takeaway from this Gemara, we'll come back to this soon with the raid, but the takeaway for right now is that even though there's a concept called taruvus yavish b'yavish, you don't always say bittul beroy in a taruvus yavish b'yavish. And really what we saw in this Gemara is three times that you don't say that. Number one, if you have a barrier. Number two, a davar shebeminyan. What's a davar shebeminyan? That's machlokes throughout Shas. Something that people always count or something that people sometimes count. And chaticha ruy l'schabed, again, all examples of when you don't say the halacha of bittul beroy taruvus yavish b'yavish. Zok the Gemara weiter. And this next Gemara is a classic. In fact, this is one of the more important Gemaras in the sugyas of Issa v'Hetta. Doresh Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana gave a drosh. Chaticho shel nevelo v'shel dag tomei eino eiseres ad shetitin tam beroitiv ubekipo uvechatichos. Now, at first glance, Rabbi Bar Chana seemed to be saying something very straightforward. He says that if a chaticho of nevelo falls into a pot that has kosher meat inside, or a chaticho of dag tomei, non-kosher fish, falls into a pot that has kosher fish inside. So what's the halacha? Nois and tam. How do you know nois and tam? So we know there's different ways to do it. You give it to a Jew to taste, a non-Jew to taste, but in the worst case scenario, for sure, there's something called shishin. So if you have 60 times heter keneged the iser, this doesn't count. You need 60 of heter on one side, keneged the one iser on the other side, then the halach is it's going to be okay. Now, what's included in what counts as heter? So we saw already the meat, the roitiv, that's the soup. The kippah, that's the little bit of meat and spices that fall to the bottom of the pot. The kedera itself, maybe you can count. There's a way to figure out. Because just like the kedera is beileya heter, it's also beileya iser. So that's a little bit confusing. But at first glance, all Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said was things that we already know. So if it's nice in tam, in the roitiv kippah and chatichos, meaning when you add up all the heter, the ratio is more than 1/60th, and the halach is it's going to be aser. If it's going to be less than 1/60th, it's going to be mutter. Stating that, Oiki Rav Amoira Olel. Rav heard what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, and he told his Amoira, his meturgamin, his speaker of the house, Vidarash, he said, get up, and I want you to give a drasha. I want you to be moicha against what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, because I disagree with Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. What did he say? So he got up and he said as follows, in the name of Rav, Kivan Shanasan Tam B'chaticha, that once a chaticha of nevelo is noisin tam and a chaticha seter, chaticha atzmanas nevelo. Now the chaticha of heter becomes a chaticha of the nevelo unto itself, v'oiseres kol a chaticha is kulon, and it has the ability to answer all the other chatichas that are in the pot, mipnei shehein mino, because it's min b'minoi, meat and meat, and min b'minoi is loy batal. So Rav heard what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said. To us, it seemed very straightforward, but Rav didn't like it. And Rav was moicha, and he said two things. The first thing Rav said was that if a chaticha of nevela is noisein tam into a chaticha of heter, the halacha is the chaticha of heter becomes nevela unto itself. The second thing that Rav said was mim b'minoi loy batal. So let's analyze each one individually and then figure out why Rav had to say both. The Gemara is going to help us. Either way, so Rav said, number one, if anytime you have a chatichas iser that's noisein tam into a chatichas heter, so if there isn't shishim in the heter connected iser, the halacha is the chatichas iser becomes aser. If it becomes aser, if that chaticha sister would now fall into a keder with other chatichas, naturally, the halach is would have the ability to aser all the other chatichas. Here's the question. Here's the Chakira 101. When this newly found iser falls into a keder with other chatichas, meaning you have a piece of kosher meat that is not kosher by virtue of the fact that it was cooked with a non-kosher piece of meat and it didn't have shisha to be mevatel. So essentially it has a blia of iser inside of it. Now that piece of kosher meat that has a blia of non-kosher meat, thus it's not kosher, was nisarev with other pieces of kosher meat. So it's pasha yavet haruvas of iser v'heter. You need shishim to be mevatel. Do you need shishim keneged the blia of iser that's inside the kosher piece of meat? Or maybe you need shishim of heter kineged the entire piece of meat. Said Rav Chiddush. Rav's Chiddush was that kiven shenasan tam b'chaticha, when a chatichas iser is noisin tam into a chatichas heter, chaticha atzmanasas nevela. We look at the chatichas heter because it has a bli of iser in it, as is a chaticha of nevela. And just like a chaticha nevela, you need to be mevatel the entire chaticha. We said you always have to be mevatel the entire chaticha because you don't know how much is coming out. So to this chatichas heter, although you know there's a tiny bit of iser in it, there's nothing in it really. It doesn't matter. Chaticha atzmanasas nevela, also known as Chanan, chaticha atzmanasas nevela. So now you need to be mevatel the entire piece because it becomes a nevela unto itself. That's the first halacha Rav said. The second halacha Rav said was that as it relates to a taruvis of mim b'minoi, the halacha is mim b'minoi b'ata. What does that mean? That's Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita throughout Shas is Mimimina Lai Bata. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and we pass like the Chachamim that Mimimina is Bata, and not only is Mimimina Bata, but a Taruva's Mimimina, like we spoke out, is much more Kuladik than a Taruva's Mimimina. But the bottom line is Rav obviously held like Rabbi Yehuda. He held that Mimimina is Lai Bata. So because of these two Yesoidis, Rav was arguing with Rabbi Bar Bachan. Now the truth is, if you think about it, each point that Rav made was a good taino keneged Rabbi Bar Bachan unto itself. Number one, chatichas menasim veil. What's Rav telling Rabbi Bar Bachan? Rabbi Bar Bachan, you're saying that if you have a chatichas iser that falls into a kedera, so just make sure that shishim keneged the chatichas iser and everything is going to be good. Says Rav, well, not so fast. Why? Because what you need to do is you actually have to analyze this kedera individually. You have to do a segregation within the kedera. Why? Because what happens if the chaticha of nevela first came in contact with one chaticha of heter? Let's say he came in contact with one chaticha of heter, and then afterwards, the chatichas iser and the chaticha of heter both came in contact with the rest of the kedera. So just to visualize it, you had a chaticha of nevela that's in a pot and it's sticking out from the top of the pot, and then there's a chaticha of heter that's also sticking out. So those two come in contact before you mish that piece of meat or those piece of meats together with the rest of the pot. Being that Rav holds chatichas menasas nevela, so as soon as the chaticha of nevela comes in contact with the chatichas heter, they're both chatichas of iser. So now it's not enough to have shishim keneged the original chatichas iser. Now you have to have shishim keneged both chatichas. Now bishlam, if you don't hold of Chanan, so it's not a taina. Because at the end of the day, all you need to do is be mevatel the bliya, so it's not going to change anything. As long as you have shishim keneged the bliya in the pot when you mish it together, so you're going to be okay. But being that Rav holds chatichas manasas nevela, so as soon as the chatichas iser came in contact with the chatichas heter now became a chatichas iser. So now when you do the shishim, you don't add just one piece of chatichas iser on the right side of the balance sheet. You need two, because the chatichas heter now also became a chatichas iser. If it's only the bliya inside of it, that's a problem. So the bliya is the bliya is the bliya. It doesn't matter if it came to contact first or later. At the end of the day, all you need to do is have shishim connected all the bliyas that can possibly come out of the one chaticha of nevela. If you have shishim connected, it's not an issue. It doesn't matter the history and the route that this chatichas nevela took as it made its way to the bottom of your chicken soup. Nobody cares. But if you hold chatichas menevela, no, then you have to sit down, you have to literally analyze every rest stop that it stopped off at. Because as soon as it came in contact with one piece of meat, before there was shishim keneged it, now there's a whole new non-kosher piece of meat in this pot. Chatichas menevela. That's the first aura. The second aura that Rav said, again, Rav's ha'aras, not our ha'aras, Rav's ha'aras. The second aura that Rav seems to be saying is, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that mimimina lai batal. If mimimina lai batal, we're dealing with meat, so this is a moot point, Rabbi Bar Bachana. What are we talking about? It's nice and tam, it's not nice and tam. At the right side to the left side, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, mimimina lai batal, says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Safra Labaya. So Rav Safra heard this exchange. He heard Rabbi Bar Bachana's drosha, and then he heard Rav's rebuttal. Said Rav Safra Tabaya, why did Rav need two comments? I mean, Chaticha Nasin Avel is a major yisoid, and at some point in the sugis of Taruvis, it's important for Rav to share it with us. But if Rav's whole matara was to argue with Rabbi Bar Bachana, all Rav had to say was, we pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'minoi loy batal. So if you have a chaticha shanavela that falls into Taruvis, so you don't do any math. There's nothing to do. There's no experiments that need to be made. Because min b'minoi afilu be'elof loy batal. Mechdi Rav, come on, l'shmaitik Rabbi Yehuda. It's clear Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda from where? From the end of what Rav said. Dama min b'minoi loy batal. So then the whole thing is a moot point. Meaning Rav is saying two things. To the extent that Rav held Mimba Midalai Bottle, then we don't have to have a conversation about Chaticha Atzmanasas Nevela. So really what Rav should have told Rabbi Bar Bachana was very simple. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mimba Midalai Bottle, and as a result, I don't understand your Psak Halacha. I mean, Rav is saying two things, each of which is a taina keneged Rabbi Bar Bachana. But really, the latter point is the checkmate taina. Because the first point Rav is saying is, it's not so simple that you have shishim. Yet you can't just be Meshayer keneged the one chatichas iser. You need to take Chanan into equation. And as a result, maybe the chatichas iser came in contact with one chatichas heter before it came in contact with the rest of the ketera. As a result, you need to do the math, assuming that there's not one piece of Isser, maybe two, or maybe three. I hear, okay, so that's a hypothetical thing. That's something that you can verify, maybe. But as it relates to the second time, that this is checkmate. If you're holding in the middle of a bottle, so l'chayr, why did Rav have to come on to Hanan? Why didn't Rav just say more pashit? Why didn't Rav just say that being that mimimina is loy bottle, so the original piece of meat that falls into the gdera, for sure, was able to make everything aser. So my ear, you can't on time. I feel like you loy nos on time now, me, amale. So the Gemara gives two simple terutzim. Not simple at all, but seemingly simple terutzim. Number one, Bishakana Vesulkai. We're talking about where the piece, the Chatichas Isser, came in contact with the Chatichas Hatter, and then afterwards you removed the Chatichas Isser. The Chatichas Isser was taken away. And being that the Chatichas Isser was taken away, before the other Chatichas of Hatter were put into the Gedera, so it comes out the original Chatichas Isser never came in contact with the other Chatichas of Hatter. It only came in contact with one chatichah of hatter. Being that that's the case, you don't have the halacha of min b'minoy loy bato. You have to come onto the fact that the chatichah of Isser was noisein tam in to the chatichahs of hatter, and that chatichah atzman nasas nevela. Thus, the only way you're going to have bittel is if there's going to be shishim kineged, this newly found chatichas nevela. We'll explain that soon. But the point is the reason that we're looking at the relationship between the original chatichas isser and the chaticha that was nasa nevela, and not merely saying that the original chatichas isser just made everything in the pot aser because the mimimidalei bottle, is because the original chatichas isser never came in contact with everything in the pot. Why didn't it come in contact with everything in the pot? Because it was removed. Said a different time. You don't have to say that. And Rashi, the way he seems to explain the Gemara is that every time you have a pot where you have Isser and Heter, Basser and Basser, there's always going to be an Einoy Minoy in the pot as well. I mean, the classic example of a Taruvus Mimimino is you cook kosher meat with non-kosher meat. But really, in the pot of kosher meat, which is Minoy with the non-kosher meat, there's also going to be Einoy Minoy. Because you're going to have the spices, which is Einoy Minoy. And you're going to have the Roitev, the soup, the water, which is also going to be Einoy Minoy. The point is, the way you look at the Taruvos is as if you have Minoy and Minoy and Einoy Minoy. What's the halach if you have Min Minoy and Einoy Minoy? So the halach is that you look at the Minoy Kamisha Einoy, that's the rule, Salekes Minoy Kamisha Einoy, you make believe it's not here, it does nothing, and the Einoy Minoy is going to go ahead and it's going to have the ability to be Mavatel V'Minoy to the extent that this shishin. And this is true even according to Rav Yehuda, that holds min b'minoy loy bato, but that's only if it's only min b'minoy. But if it's min b'minoy and einoy minoy, so on the heter side you have minoy and einoy minoy, and the isser side you have minoy. So there the halacha is that the min b'minoy really don't do anything to each other, but rather what happens is over there you just look at the einoy minoy and you ask yourself, could the einoy minoy be mevatel? Then it's going to be mevatel. If it can't be mevatel, it won't be mevatel. Being that this taruvos over here was a min b'minoy and einoy minoy, so it's for that reason you couldn't simply invoke Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of mimim minoy batal. You had to now start making cheshbonos. So what Rav said is that being that chaticha atzma nasas nevela, over here it's negeya, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, to know how much isser you have in the pot. Because to the extent that we say chaticha atzma nasas nevela, so when you do the cheshbon of bittel, even though we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds mimim minoy loy batal, but still the Einoy Minoy is going to be taken into consideration. You're going to have to do the math. Thus, what Rav was saying was, if Chaticha Atz was Nasa Nevelo, you're going to have two Chatichas of Isser that you have to take into account, not just one Chaticha of Isser that you have to take into account. Either way, so we have Rav's Halacha. Rav's Halacha was, Kimen Shanos and Tam B'Chaticha, Chaticha Atz B'Nasa Nevelo, V'Yiseres Kol HaChaticha Yiskulim Apnei Shein Minoy. And the reason Rav said this was to argue with Rabbi Bar Bachana's halacha. Rabbi Bar Bachana said the chatichas nevela falls into a pot of kosher meat. So what's the halacha? You do the math. You take the isser on one side, you take all the heter on the other side, and you ask yourself, do you have a bittel or not? Rav said, no, it's not so simple. Rav said, because you have to look at exactly how the chatichas isser came into the pot, and if it first came in contact with one chatichas basar, then that chatichas basar also becomes aser. That chatichas basar also becomes aser. Now that you have two chatichas of Isser, so now when you do the Shishim, you have to make sure there's not Shishim Kineged 1. Now you have to make sure that there's going to be Shishim Kineged 2. And the Gemara asked the Kasha that, and then Rav continued, he said, Mim B'Midu Lai Batal. So the Gemara's question was, if Rav holds Mim B'Midu Lai Batal, then anyways, what do you need Chatich Atzmanas as Nevela for? So the Gemara said, the reason you need it is Bishakon and Vesulkai. So it's really two Ha'aras, just to understand Pashal Shana and the Gemara. There's two things that need to be clarified. The first thing that needs to be clarified is, what do you need Chaticha Nasu Nevela for? Chaticha Nasu Nevela, the Gemara said, you need Bishakadam Vesulka. What does Kadam Vesulka mean? That if you remove the first Chaticha Zisser, before all the other Chatichas of Heter came into the pot, then what would... where would you have the Mimba Mina Leibata? What would give the Chatichas Isser originally an ability to make all the other chatichas aser? They never came in contact with each other. It's only because chaticha atzma nasas nevela that's going to be the case. But the truth is, if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. Because once the original chatichas iser makes the chatichas heter aser, even if you don't say chaticha atzma nasas nevela, right now what you're left with is a chatichas iser. So if right now what you're left with is a chatichas iser, albeit because it hasn't had a bliya of Isser, and maybe you don't say Chaticha Atzmanasis Nevela, but at the end of the day, it's a Chaticha's Basar of Asr. And it's Mimba Minoy with the other Chatichas. And if you're like Rabbi Yehuda, Mimba Minoy like Batal, so let it go ahead and ask it. Fazak the Gemara, Bisha Kadam Vesilkai, and being that you were Kadam Vesilkai, so it's for that reason you have to come out to Chanan. What do you have to come out to Chanan for? As long as the first Chaticha made the second Chaticha Asr, even without the Chiddush of Chaticha Atzmanasas Nevela, you should have the Halacha that Chaticha that came in contact with the other Chatichas say Mimba Minoy like Batal. So we're trying to explain L'chayra why Rav needed Chanan and Mimba Minoy Lai Batal. We still don't understand why he needed Chanan. Yeah, the first thing I was talking about, what did he need Chanan for? He needed Chanan to make this Chatichas Heter into a Chatichas. That's a very big Chiddush. It's a very important Lumdis in the Halachas of Bittul. But what's it necessary? Why did he need this major Lumdis of Chaticha Asmanasas Nevela? Even if it wouldn't have been Nevela, it's still Asr and it's Mimba Minoy with the other Chatichas. So if it's Mimba Minoy with the other Chatichas, let it go ahead and answer it. So you see from here, say the Rishonim, a Klarzach. You see from here that the only time Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha mimma mina loy batal is if the davar or asr is asr machmas atzmai. But if you have something that hasn't it a bliya of isr, so let's say you would have a vegetable that hasn't it a bliya of basar, and now it would come in contact with basar of heter. So when you say koi Rabbi Yehuda mimma mina loy batal, because there's a bliya of basar that's isr, which is mimma mina with the basar that's mutter, so mimma mina loy batal, so there's no way to be mavatal this taruvas. You see from Rabbi Yehuda that wouldn't be the case. You see from Rabbi Yehuda that a bliya of Isser wouldn't be enough to say, oh, I have a bliya of Isser, I know it's from that min, thus min b'mina le'batal. You need to come on to the fact that the entire Chatichas Basar is now Asr in order for you to be able to say the halacha min b'mina le'batal. So it's only because of Chaticha Atzmanasas Nevela that you can now use Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of min b'mina le'batal. Meaning if all the meat was in the pot together, then you don't have to come on to Chaticha Atzmanasas Nevela like the Gemara asks, because then the original piece of Basar is anyways gonna knock out all the basar, because if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, mimba mina loy batal. But hach the mayaskin never should call them a silkai, where the original piece of meat never came in contact with all the other pieces of meat in the heter. So now what's the shaila? What about the one piece of meat that it did come in contact with, that it was nice and tam into? Could that now aser it? So l'chayra, if you hold mimba mina loy batal, it should be a moot point. No, it's not true, because even if you hold mimba mina loy batal, but a bliya doesn't have a koyach in the world of mimba mina loy batal. Mimba mina loy batal is if the chatichas aser machmas atzmoy. But if it just has a bliya of this, you don't say mimba mina loy batal. Kamash malon rav, the chaticha atzmanasas nevela. Once the chaticha's heter has a bliya of iser, it becomes a chaticha's iser unto itself. Oh, so chaticha's iser unto itself. So now you have the halacha of mimba mina loy batal. But there's another kasha. And the second kasha is Tosfos kasha. And Tosfos has two truths into this kasha. The second teretz is Marish Olamos. Tosfos kasha is that what did Rav say? Rav said, Kivin shenasan tam bechaticha, chaticha atzmanasas nevela. Once the first piece of meat is nice and tam into the second piece of meat, then you say Chanan. Oh, once you have Chanan, now you can have Mimba Minoy Batal, Bishakadam Vesulkai. Let's just think in the terms of the Gemara's first teretz. Frek Toysan Kasha. If Rav holds, like Rav Yehuda, that Mimba Minoy Batal, why did he need that the first piece of meat should be nice and tam in the second meat? What was his lashon? Kivin shenasan tam bechaticha, chaticha atzmanasas nevela. What do you need? it to be nice and tam bechaticha for. If you hold nimma mina like bottle, even if it's not nice and tam means it's less than shishim. What do you need that it should be nice and tam for? L'chayra, even if it wasn't nice and tam, if you hold nimma mina like bottle, the first piece of meat comes in contact with the second piece of meat, both pieces of meat are now aser. And if that's the case, even if you're cutting off a sulkai the first piece of meat, the second piece of meat's gonna aser. And it's aser machmas atzmai, because of chaticha atzmai nasa nevela. It sounds like Rav's saying that in order to get this going, to get the train moving, you need to establish first that the first piece of meat was nice and common to the second piece of meat. Now you can say chaticha atzma nasis nevela. But Freik Toysvis, when Toyma, lobbily shachaticha shalatir, kibla tamen an nevela. Why did the chaticha say they have to be mekabel tam for the nevela? Filo loinos na tam nami. Dobe mina iseris pekoshu. We're going quote of Yehuda Rab, who holds that mimimina loy batov. I'm Rabbeinu Tam. Dinei dehi gufa mitzra bekolshu. It's true that Rabbi Yehuda holds mimimina loy batov even bekolshu. We call makam loy amrinan shetasin avela lesser kol acheros kiven sheyatzma loy nesra elai de kolshu. So you see from this Gemara a very big insight that even though Rav holds chatichatzma nasas nevela and Rav holds mimimina loy batov, but if you have a mimimina loy batov, that's not enough to create a chanan. In order to have chanan, you have to have a real tam of the iser. It's true Rabbi Yehuda holds mimimina loy bottle, but it doesn't mean that the issa is nice and time in the head. It's not. You have 1,000 times head to connect to this, so it's not nice and time. Narvas, Rabbi Yehuda holds a chiddush. He learns it from Belachach midam apar vidam asar that mimimina is like bottle, but of course it's not nice and time. So being that it's be'etzem not nice and time, so it's still different. Where does it manifest itself? You don't have the halacha chaticha atzma nasas nevela. The only time you say chaticha atzma nasas nevela is if it's physically nice and tam. If it's nice and tam, now you can say chanan. So that's why even though Rav Altar Rav Yehuda Mimimina Leibotel, he still had to come on to chaticha atzma nasas nevela. Tais brings the second teretz. Rabbeinu Ephraim Hoyoimer. His teretz is B'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim. We're not going to go into it now. We'll save this for the sugyas of Basel V'chala. Rabbeinu Ephraim was mechiach from here that even though Rav said chaticha atzma nasas nevela, really Rav does not hold chaticha atzma nasas nevela in this Gemara. How do you learn the sugya? That's why it's a long tosfos, but one of the reasons. But the point is that said Rabbeinu Ephraim, the only time you say chaticha atzma nasas nevela is by basav v'chal. So by basav v'chal, did is halach of chanan. But when it comes to regular issa the heta, such as an Ar Gemara, you really don't say chaticha atzma nasas nevela, and that's why Rabbeinu Ephraim answered tosfos kash. But the point is that it relates to the first teretz, just the pashim shine in Ar Gemara. But the Gemara saying is that Rav holds chaticha atzma nasas nevela, but you see two chedushim in the halach of chaticha atzma nasas nevela. Number one, you see a chiddush that the only time you see chaticha atzma nasas nevela, that's only if the issa was nice and tam in the heter. And even though it's possible sometimes to have a taruvah of issa the heter, where the taruvah is aser hagam the issa wasn't nice and tam, such as mimba minoy, which is light bottle, I feel of elef according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't matter. But that's not going to be enough to say chaticha atzma nasas nevela. Another thing that emerged from this sugya is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that mimba minoy bottle, you would need that the entire chaticha should be aser in order to establish that now the criteria to have a min of davar aser, which is loy bottle, the elef of heter. So if you had a chaticha of iser that has a blia of chaticha of heter that had a blia of iser, that wouldn't be enough to establish a min of midalay bottle. That's why Rav had to come on to chaticha atzma nasas nevela, and don't afterwards come on to his yisoid a min minoy loy bottle exhale. Either way, again, this is not such an easy gemara. So a few very important yisoidis, but there's some other important yisoidis that we have to speak out before we start the next mishnah. Number one, so we started the daf with a very straightforward question. The Mishnah said that if somebody cooks the Gidan Asha together with other Gidan, now he doesn't know which one is which. So Bizmancha Inim Akira, if you can't identify the Gidan Asha, you have to get rid of all of them. The same is true if you cook the Chatichas Basa together with other Chatichas, or Chatichas Dag Tomei with other Chatichas. If you don't know which one is which, you have to get rid of all of them. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, why do you have to get rid of all of them? Why don't you say Bittel Berayv? Right? What happened to Bittel Berayv? The Gemara said, Gidan Asha is not Bittel Berayv because it's a barrier. The Chatichas is not Bittel Berayv because it's a Chaticha Haru'uyalischa. L'chayra, it sounds like from the Gemara that taruves yavish biyavish, very important you say this now, that taruves yavish biyavish, a bottle bereif. What's the chiddush? Of course it's bottle bereif. No, there is a chiddush, is because we're learning the sugis of tam keker now. And in the sugis of issa v'heter, when it comes to food, we know there's a concept of shishim. That unless you have shishim of heter connected to iser, the halacha is that you don't have bittul in the taruvas. It sounds like from this Gemara very clearly that the only time that's true is if you have a taruvas of lach b'lach. But if you have a taruvas of yavish b'yavish, then the halacha is all you need is bittul bereif. So a taruvas of lach b'lach, where the things got mixed up with each other, then there's a halacha of Shishim. But when it comes to a Taruvis of Yavish B'Yavish, over there, there's no Halacha of Shishim. Where do you see that in the Gemara? Because the Gemara's question was, V'libatel Beruba. If there's a Halacha of Shishim, then the Gemara's kasha is not V'libatel Beruba. The Gemara's kasha is V'libatel, maybe B'Shishim. Or you can very easily answer, the Mishnah's talking about we don't have Shishim. But it sounds like from the Gemara, in your classic case, where your Gid Anosha is cooking with other Gidim, where you probably don't have Shishim, still the kasha is V'libatel Beruba, and the Gemara has to come on to Terutzim. But it sounds like that ordinarily when it comes to a taruves of yavish b'yavish, all you need is bittul b'rayv. Stating that, it's not so pasha. The halacha of taruves yavish b'yavish on Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, Hilchas Taruvos, Simen Kuftes. The Chabad says like this, Chaticha she'en ruy l'schabed. If somebody has a Chaticha she'en ruy l'schabed, and it's arba b'acheroes, it got mixed up with other Chatichas that are ruy l'schabed. Min b'mina, if the Chatichas of Isra and Hetera of the same min, Yavish b'yavish, and the Yavish b'yavish, says the Ramah, what does Yavish b'yavish mean? The Hainu she'en nivlal, they're not mixed together. The ha'isr oimei bifnei atzmai, the isr is identifiable. Elish and isare v'enemakim. It's just mixed up and you can't. What's the halacha? Chad betray. As long as you have two times heter keneged the isr, the shach says that's not even dafka. As long as it's roiv heter keneged the isr, the halacha is batal umutter la'oichlam. And you're allowed to eat it. And then the mechaber says, adam echad, not just that one person could eat it, kol achas bifnei atzma, but he has to eat it one at a time. Avol lo yo'ichlam shloshnam yach, he shouldn't eat all three at the same time. V'yesh misha oisel la'oichlam adam echad, afilo zachazer. Then the mechaber says, there's a yesh oimim that says that you shouldn't eat all of them. One person shouldn't eat all of them, even b'zeh chazeh. The Ramah says v'chein yesh linag l'katchila, v'yesh machmirim, and then he says it's even another chumah lahashlich echad elit levi kechavim. They get rid of one of them, throw it away, you give it to a guy, and then eat the rest. V'ein ayel chumah ba'alma, but this is only a chumah. The bottom line is, says the mechaber and the Ramah, that if you have a taruves yavesh b'yavesh, the halach is, as long as it's not a chaticha ruy l'schabit, etc., it's going to be batal b'rayv. Says the Ramah, v'chol zekush in asar b'min. This is only if it's a taruvus min b'minoy. What if the taruvus is min b'she'enei minoy, ve'enei makiroy, afilu yavish b'yavish tzarech shishim. Then the halach is, even if it's yavish b'yavish, the halach is you're going to need shishim. So it's not so pashit. You have a taruvus yavish b'yavish. Oh, chad betray batal. I know that from throughout Shas, right? Oh, it's not so simple. Not so simple. Sometimes it's true, chad betray batal, but sometimes the halach is, you're going to have shishim. What does it depend on? If it's min b'minoi, then the halacha is chad b'trei batal, all you need is right. If it's min b'she'enoi minoi, then the halacha is you're going to need shishim. What's the difference? Why does it matter if it's min b'minoi or if it's min b'she'enoi minoi? Say the poiskim, the shach, and the taz. It's very, very straightforward. The reason is as follows. Because what's the yisoid of shishim? The yisoid of shishim is tam ke'ekar. Although it's true, ordinarily, achri rabba lahatos, which means you go basa roiv, and the chiddush of roiv extends itself to bittul b'rayv as well, but at the same time, there's something called tam. And as long as the issa is being nice and tam in the taruvos, there's something called tam ke'iker, and tam is going to be a problem. Stating that, the only time you have tam ke'iker is when you have a taruvos of lach b'lach. But if you have a taruvos of yavish b'yavish, there is no tam. So if there's no tam, it's pashit then, there shouldn't be halacha of shishim. So why then is there halacha of shishim according to the Ramah, which is the halacha, by a taruves yavish b'yavish min b'shenei minoy? The reason is, it's a gzeira derabana. It's a gzeira atu a taruves lach balach. So if you have a taruves yavish b'yavish, if I tell you you can eat this, it certainly sounds like I can also cook it. Oh, once you cook it, it's not so simple. Because if the taruves is chad betray, then you're going to run into problems of tam kicker. Now you'll ask me, Akasha, once it's bottle, it should all be heter. So even if you cook it, so that's sugis of chayz of veneir. This is a whole different sugya. But the point is that it's for that reason the Chachamu went ahead and the Chachamu made a gzer. They said that even though there's no svar of tam kicker when it comes to taruves yavish b'yavish, but you might cook it. I mean that you might cook it. So gzer atu taruves lach belach, we're going to go ahead and we're going to make it a problem. For that reason, where tam ke'ikr is do'iraisa, which is by a taruvah, min b'she'enoi minoi. So over there, the Chachamim were geyser, taruvah is yavish b'yavish, min b'she'enoi minoi. And they said, midrabban and yishin yitshishin. But a taruvah is lach b'lach, min b'minoi, which is only awesome midrabban, like we've spoken out so many times, that is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbeinu Tam. That tam ke'ikr do'iraisa, min b'she'enoi minoi, but it's only midrabban and min b'minoi. So being that over there, the halach is that it's only tam ke'ikr midrabban, oh, it's only tam ke'ikr midrabban, so it's a taruvah yavish b'yavish. We're not going to go ahead and be geyser up to the tzad rabbanon. Clear? So where taruva is lach belach is dairaisa, So there where it's yavish be yavish, we made a gzera atu lach balach. But where the taruvas lach balach guf is only midrabanan. Because taruvas lach balach mimimine is only us midrabanan. So there we're not going to be gzera taruvas yavish be yavish. So if you think about it, what comes out, just to, in summation, midai raisa, the only time you need shishin is if you have a taruvas lach balach. Taruva is lach belach mim b'shein eminoi. Tam kikidei reisa. That's what made tam shita. That's the halacha shulchan aruch in Yerideh Simin Tzadik Ches. So over there you have the halacha of tam kikidei reisa. Lach belach mim b'shein eminoi. There were two times that the Rabbanu went ahead and they were geyser. They were geyser taruva is lach belach mim b'minoi, and they were geyser taruva is yavish b'yavish min b'shein eminoi. This is mamish taruvas 101. Base is not raid. This is Pashat, they have klarkite whenever sugis of taruvas come up. So what's the svar? The svar is very simple. Taruvah is lach belach, min b'minoi, they were geyser because it's doima to the tam kikir to day raisa, b'tzad echad. Tam kikir day raisa is lach belach, min b'shein eminoi. So if I have lach belach, although it's min b'minoi, so it doesn't meet both criteria, but it's doima b'tzad echad, it has one common denominator, that's enough for it to be Asim midrabban. If a teruva is yavish b'yavish min b'she'ein aymin, it's the same exact thing. It's also doima b'tzad echad. It's not doima in terms of the nature of the teruvas. Tam kikud erais is where it's lach b'lach. This is only yavish b'yavish, but it's doima in that they're both min b'she'ein aymin. So as long as it's doima b'tzad echad, the tam kikud erais, that was enough for the rabban to go ahead and make a gzera. Where if a teruva is yavish b'yavish min b'minai, so now it's not doima at all. It, number one, it's a teruva is yavish b'yavish. Tam kikud erais is only when it's lach balach. Number two, it's min b'minoi. Tam kikud erais is only when it's min b'shein eminoi. So it's not doim in any way. It's not doim in any way. There it's going to be mutter. There's not going to be halacha of shishim. So when you have a taruvis of yavin, in your case, with the hamburgers, get mixed up. So what's the halacha? Do you need shishim? Do you not need shishim? It's part. Everyone says, no, chad betray bottle. This sugya, it's not always true. It's true if it's a taruvos of min b'minoi. Yavish b'yavish, min b'minoi, that has no shaykhes to the din, tam kikid ayraisa. So over there, the halach is going to be that chad betray bata, all you're going to need is rive. But if it's a taruvos, yavish b'yavish, min b'she'en ayminoi, that's the equivalent thereof to a taruvos lach b'lach min b'minoi. What does one have to do with the other? No, they're both doima to tam kikid ayraisa mitzad echad. One is doima mitzad the taruvis lach shalu, balach shabai. The other is doima mitzad the min b'she'enoi minay shabai. The bottom line is that a taruvis yavish b'yavish, where it's min b'she'enoi minay, over there the halach is going to be shisha. Another important yisoid. So the Gemara mentioned that even though ordinarily taruvis yavish b'yavish is bottle, but at the same time, there are times that it's not bottle. And we had a few examples. Beria, Davisha Beminyan, Chaticha Ruy Leschabit. The truth is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Taruvos, so Simen Tzad Kuf, we're learning Daf Kuf, Simen Kuf in Hilchas Taruvos is Beria, Afilu Be'elafloi Bottle. Kuf Aleph, Din Chaticha Haruy Leschabit. Kuf Beis is another exception to the rule. Din Dovash Yesh Lematir. So even though ordinarily Taruv is Yavish B'Yavish, the Dovin word is Batal, it's not always the case. There are times where it's not going to be Batal. The Taz in the beginning of Simin Kuf, again, you saw this, no raid, you saw this. So the Taz in the beginning of Simin Kuf says something very important. He says, Chashivus de Beryo, Shaloi Tia Betela, Himidrabana. This idea that you find throughout Shas that a berry is not bottle, that's only Midrabana. The Kimichim and Atariyesh Chashivus, the Loikin Alachivasa. Being that you find berry has a Chashivus on a Dairaisa level, where do you find that? Mesachtes Makis, eat in a Mala, even if it's Pachas Migazais, you're going to get Malkus. According to the Chab, eat the Gidanosha, which is Pachas Migazais, you're going to get Malkus. I feel like Pachas Migazais, the stomach, Sivet, so called Mina Tmei, Loi Tarakalais, and Philogita, Alkane, Chmiru Rabana, Betaruvishalai. Because you find this idea that a berry has a Chashivus on a Dairaisa, so the Rabbanan applied it on their level as well. Avo min ha-toyra hi betelok yishar yisurim. But mi deraisa it's bata like other yisurim. V'nafke minu l'inyit sofik. I havi beri oi loi hava. It's going to be a sveik the Rabbanan u bata. Says the Taz. V'chein b'chol ha-dvarim. Da amina l'kaman she'ena betelim. Kegoy. Roi l'schabe. Oi dava she'beminyin. All these cases, all these, our Gemara that we just saw, the first half of Dafkov Amarav, easier half. The halacha is that this, that we find, afilu be'elof loi bata, that's only midrabanan. Midday rice, it's pashut, it's going to be bottle. It's only midrabanan that it's not going to be bottle. But just one chsam sofer, which is raid. and we'll go weiter. And that is that even though the Taz says for a dover pashut, it doesn't make any chokin even, that this idea that barrier is loy bottle is only midrabanan, chsam sofer, It's in the Chidushi Chassam Sofer Alashas Hasholim. So the regular Chassam Sofer Alashas doesn't have it. This is the Chidushi Chassam Sofer Hasholim. And over there, it's in the Sugi of Tokfu Kayin, tucked away. And the Sechtes, Vava Mitzia, Da Vava Mebez. The context over there is the Gemara talks about Kofatz Echon Men Amenuyah. So we know that one of the karbonos that come up a lot in Tatcha, it's also one of the maestros, was maise behema. So a person had to take 1/10 of his animal, and he had to be makta, he was allowed to eat it himself. Maise is unique, that the bailam himself got to eat it, he didn't have to give any of it to the kohen. But at the same time, it had a certain kedusha, it was a carbon, and it was, it's one of the karbonos that are listed. It's something called maise behema. Now, one of the halachas is that you can't count an animal twice. So how do you get ma'isa behema? Kol asher yaver tachas ha-shevet, asiri yiyah kodesh. Once an animal goes underneath the shevet, it can't go a second time. The Gemara discussed the case where kofatz echad min ha-menuyin l'toichon. This is the backdrop of takfu kai. So if kofatz echad min ha-menuyin l'toichon, if an animal was counted already, he was number 7, l'misbareinu, and then he jumped back in. So now you have one animal that technically can't count as one of the 10. So it throws everything off. Says the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah, in Mesechtes Bechayres, Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, Kulam Peturim. They're all going to be Pater. Because once you have one animal here that's puzzle, it can't go under the Shevet again. It can't be the 10th, it can't even be the 4th. So you're out, you're out of business. There's no way for you to go ahead now and establish Ma'is of Him. Freit Tois is the obvious Kasha. Tamer, why? Lubatel Beruva. Learn the Sugis of Rav now. Bitel Beruva. Why don't you say, Taruvas Yavish Be Yavish, let it be Batel Beruva, Lechayiv Kulam Be'Mais. So everyone knows the Rosh's Teretz. What's the Rosh's Teretz? That even when you say Bitl B'Rav, Rav doesn't have an ability to be Machriya Safek. Rav is just tells you that this is what you're supposed to, but it can't create Vadai. That's the punchline. Can't create Vadai. And when it comes to Meiser, there's a halacha of Asiri. Vadai Yom Rachmano, Vadai Asiri Safek. And if you only know that this is the Asiri because of Rav, it's still called Asiri Safek. Asiri, Rav is not enough to establish Asiri Vade. Does that mean Rav is not Mevaris Fekes, Ruba V'chazaka, Ruba Adif, Rabbal Chana, whatever. But the point is, that's the Rosh's Teretz. So everybody focuses on the Rosh. Well, it's not Teisvus Eichet, it's Teisvus Gasha. It's not Teisvus. And this is like the Taruvah's part of this. So you Teima, Tilavato Beruba, V'lchai V'kula B'maiser, says Teisvus. What are you going to tell me? It's a Davi Sheva Minyan. Oh, very simple. Davi Sheva Minyan. Darki Limnois, Kosher Darki Limnois, Eisha Darki Limnois. Right? This is for sure Davi Sheva Minyan. I mean, you literally, is the mitzvah to count it, right? Davish Hebe Minyan. But says Toysvah, Hainim Ad Rabbanon. No, the halach of Davish Hebe Minyan is only a din de Rabbanon. So Toysvah goes back and forth, and then Toysvah says, oh, you know what I think you're going to tell me? Maybe you're going to tell me that the reason this is not a problem is because it's a barrier. Oh, it's a barrier. Barrier is like bottle. So that's not either a kasha. Barrier nami loy havi ki the pirashti bechulin daft tzadik vava minal. It says tzadik, it's a mistake. Daft tzadik vava minal. And there's a long taisvis in the beginning of the sugis over here in Gedanosha that we didn't talk about, and where taisvis talks about why this wouldn't be a barrier. Freitach Sam Seifer, he says that he found in the Maril that the Maril said that bechayra tais is a pella. Why did Toisvis ask the Kasha that L'chayra let this one Shepsala that jumped back into the herd be Batel B'Rav? So Taisa says, I have a few reasons why maybe it's wrong. Davish Abiminyan, that's only the Rabban for there, right? It's still Batel. Then what about Beria? So Taisa says, Beria, I hear, you have to come on to the fact that what I said in Ayin Sham in Chulin Dav Tzadik Vav, I told you said why it's not going to be. Zoktach Sam Sofer, Maril Betruva was bothered. He says, doesn't understand. Once Tosfos said that Davish Abiminyan is not a reason because it's only Midr Rabbanon, why didn't he say Beri is also not a reason? Because Beri is also only Midr Rabbanon. That's the Taz. The Taz is the beginning of Simin Kof, where the Taz says that Beria and Chatich Arul is Chaber and Davish, all these things are only Midr Rabbanon. So Tosfos says, Davish Abiminyan is not a Teretz because it's only Midrabbanan. What about Beria? Oh, take a look at Chul and Daf Tzadik Vav Amar Aleph. Umaril Betshuv, I'm reading from the Chassam Sofer, Ichiach Mizeh. The Sfir Leila Toisvus. The Beria Eina Betelem in Atoira. That no, Beria is different. Masha Eke Dav Hashem Minyan. You see, Toisvus Mechalik between Dav Hashem Minyan and Beria. So this is not just some random Maramachim. This is a Toisvus brought down Maril, but either way, so even though it's usually universally accepted that all these things are buried, these are only on the Rabbanon level, stating that there's a Tosfos tucked away above a Mitzia daf Achva, prime real estate, and the sugya of Takfu Kayan, with Taisus, in addition to all the Yisaitis that you have in that daf, you have another Yisait over there, that Beria, which is Afilu B'Elefloi Batel, is not Midirabanan, but rather, it's actually something that's true Midairaisa. Zok de Mishnah, we return to the halachis of Gid Hanasha. Noyik B'Tahiru, the halach of Gid Hanasha is true for kosher animals, but it's not noyik for non-kosher animals. Rabbi Yehuda says, Apitmei, it's even noyik for non-kosher animals. Rabbi Yehuda said, how could you tell me that there's no Gid Hanasha by non-kosher animals? What's the origin of Gid Hanasha? It goes back to Parshas Vayishlach. There's no thing as kosher and non-kosher in those days. So they told him back, no, Besinai Nemar, Ela Shenichta B'mkoymai. Really, the halach of Gid Hanasha wasn't said in Parshas Vayishlach. It was said in real time in Maimed Har Sinai. It was just written on Parshas Vayishlach, because the Isser that was said in Sinai was related to what happened in Parashas Vayishlach. But that Pasuk, Al-Kim Vayoichu Bnei Yisrael, was not said in real time in Parashas Vayishlach. It was said in Parashas Yisrael. It was just written in Parashas Vayishlach. Either way, Zok to Gemara. We have a Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether Gid Hanasha is Noyig by Behemah Tmeya, or if it's not Noyig by Behemah Tmeya. Tanakama says, Noyig B'Tahirv, Eini Noyig B'Tmeya. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Noyig even B'Tmeya. Now, at first glance, if you ask the man on the street, should there be Gid Hanasha by a non-kosher animal? The first thing that has to come to mind is a Chalal Isser. There's a sugya of Ein Isser, Chalal Isser. Something can't be Asr for two reasons. Or, differently, once something is Asr, it can't become Asr. So, L'chaira, how could you have Gid Hanasha on a non-kosher animal? Don't you have a problem of Isser, Chalal Isser? So, Frank the Gemara, Sov Rabbi Yehuda, Isser, Chalal Isser. I mean, if Rabbi Yehuda says that Gid Hanasha is noig b'behemah t'meya, it sounds like he owes Isser, Chalal Isser. But Tanya, willing to the price of Rida, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yoch, they nevel, so if Tomei, metame, b'gadma, b'esav liya. I would think that an avail of an oif Tomei has an ability to be metame, the person that eats it, it's clothing. Right, what's the halacha? A nevela, in addition to being asa b'achila, it's also tumah, right? It's adding insult to injury. So you ate nevela, you get malchus. Oh, and by the way, you also tummy, right? So that's nevela. If somebody eats an oif tummy or a nevela of an oif, he also becomes tummy. It's a different type of tumah, very unique tumah. It's what's known as metame begodim beisabli. If you swallow it, the clothing that you're wearing becomes tummy. So Rabbi Yehuda in a brisa says as follows. You would think that this is true for kosher birds and non-kosher birds. It says, thou shalt not eat the nevelu and trefa. And then it says latamaba. If you eat it, you're going to become tummy. We learn from the Misha, Isur Mishum Valtech Nevelu. If there's a bird or an animal that has an Issa Nevela, then there's also the Tumas Nevela. But a non-kosher bird, Yatsa Zesh, in Isur Mishum Valtech Nevelu, there's no Issa Nevela. Thus, all there is the iser of the fact that it's non-kosher. Thus, you're not going to have tumah. So what do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda holds that if somebody eats the nevela of a non-kosher bird, he doesn't become tameh. You know why? Because there's no iser nevela. The only time you have tumas nevela is you have iser nevela. A non-kosher bird doesn't have iser nevela. Why should a non-kosher bird not have iser nevela? It says in the Torah, now that it's nevela. What's this svara to say only for kosher birds, not non-kosher birds? Must be iser chalal iser. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't iser chalal iser. So once a bird is not kosher, when it later dies, the iser nevela is not chal. Because ain't nesachal lisser. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't nesachal lisser. So if Yehuda holds ain't nesachal lisser, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold that if somebody eats the Gid Hanasha, the isser is going to apply even if it's of a non-kosher animal? L'chayr, if it's a non-kosher animal, don't you have an nesachal lisser? Says the Gemara. I'll give you a suggestion. V'chitema kosova ain't begidim nesin tam. Ubetmeya nami isser gid ikka isser tumaleka. How do you know from Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that if somebody eats the Gid Hanasha, he's over the iser of machalas asuros for eating a non-kosher animal? Maybe you get Gid Hanasha, but you don't have the iser of eating a non-kosher animal. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda ima af betmeya. Af betmeya what? Gid Hanasha is also even for a behemah t'meya. Maybe only Gid Hanasha, but when you eat a behemah t'meya, there is no iser for eating a non-kosher animal. Why not? Maybe because he holds in begidim and in tam. So really, gidim in general are eitz ba'alma. The Torah said a chiddush that there's an issa Gid Hanasha. So even if you hold in begidim and in tam, of course there's an issa Gid Hanasha. But as it relates to the regular issa macholas asuroi, the fact that you ate non-kosher food, maybe that you're not going to have. See, Rabbi Yehuda holds ein issa chalal iser. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that there's an issa Gid Hanasha by behemah t'meya. How do you reconcile those two things? Very poshut. Rabbi Yehuda only holds this in Issa Gid Hanasha. There's no issa for eating. But the Gemara says, it can't be. V'sav Rabbi Yehuda ain't begidim nice in time. But tanya to the right. So eichel Gid Hanasha shal behemet meya. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shtayim. Clear. V'rav Shimon Poiter. So even though in the Mishnah, all you see is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you get malchus for eating the Gid Hanasha, but in the Brisa he said mefurish, it's shtayim. It's mechayev one for behemet meya, and one for Gedanashos. Again, the question is, from Yehuda holds in Issachal Isser, how could you get Malkus? How could it be an Issa Gedanasha by Behemet Meya? Says the Gemara. I'll tell you a different time. So let me go over Yesh, but give them nice and time. You're right. Reb Yehuda holds in Issachal Isser. You know that from the Neveil of an Oivtam. Reb Yehuda holds Yesh, Begidim, and Issa Tam. You know that from the Braisa. So how is it possible that both are chal? Because of a noyeg bishlo. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when does Issa Gidan Asher come about? When soon as the animal is already a fetus, when it's in the state of shlil, fetus, at that point, the halacha is, it's already considered a gid to the point that you're going to be over the Issa Gidan Asher. So what? How did that help anything? Oh, that's the case. When does the Issa Toma chal? When does the macholas asuros of this animal go into effect? When it's a fetus. When is the issegid anashachal? When it's a fetus. If that's the case, issegid v'issetum b'adei adadikah. See, the two achal at the same time. If the two achal at the same time, there you could say issechal esser. Ein issechal esser means the isser can't be chal on the other isser. But if both yisurim happen at the same time, then it's not going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, we have way too much information about Rabbi Yehuda to be able to get away with these answers. We know Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is no Issa Gidan Asha in a Shlil. But Tanah, no Yig B'Shlil. Rabbi Meir holds you have the Issa Gidan Asha even on a fetus. Rabbi Yehuda, I made a Noyig B'Shlil. It's not Noyig B'Shlil. V'chel boi mutter, v'chel was mutter. Right, Rabbi Meir l'shitasei, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei. So, l'chay, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Issa Gidan Asha is not chal on the Shlil, and the Issa Toma for sure is chal on the Shlil. So again, how could you have both? If Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Issachal Lisser, and he holds Yesh Begid Benoyis in Tam, and he holds that it's Ein Noyik B'Shlil, so what are we going to do? So the Gemara says a Geshmak Yeteretz. Hani Mili Gabi Tahira. The only time Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no Issachid Anosha on a fetus, that's the fetus of a kosher animal. The Rachmano Omar Koba Behemet Teichelu. What's the site of that Rabbi Yehuda Shita? We don't have to go through it again. We've been talking about this Rabbi Yehuda Shita since Behemah Mekasha. Why don't we have to go? What was Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Rabbi Yehuda holds, like the Chacham and Ben Pakua, is Mutab Achila. So the way Rabbi Yehuda looks at a fetus is he looks at it as being part of the mother. So if it's part of the mother, there's no Issegid Anasha. If it's part of the mother, there's no Issechelet. It doesn't need Shita. Rabbi Meir holds Ben Pakua needs Shita. So he holds it's an animal for itself. So there's an Issegid Anasha. There's an Issechelet. What's the Makar that you don't have to shecht the fetus? It says in the Torah, kol bebehema teichelo. That's only by a kosher animal, where it's true. Kol bebehema teichelo. Non-kosher animal, it's kol bebehema like teichelo. Right? You don't have such a halacha. Avot meyo, no. Oh, so it's only, it's a major lumbus. By behema teichelo, where you have kol bebehema teichelo, over there, the gedanosha is going to be mutter, there won't be an issegid anasha. It's dafka by behemet meya. Wow. So it comes out of chumra in behemet meya over behemet meira, this point in the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, Ami matzis amrit, the travai bad adi kasi. Doesn't work anyways. You can't tell me that Gid HaNasha is Chal at the same time as Behemet Meir. By the time we learned in the Mishnah, and again, this is Chazar, we've seen this already. Al Eilu Tumois, HaNazah Megaleach, if HaNazah comes in contact with Tumo, he has to start his Nazirus all over again. He has to be Megaleach and start from scratch. Al HaMeis, if he comes in contact with a Meis, or Al Kazayis Ben HaMeis, or he comes in contact with a Kazayis Ben HaMeis. Because when everybody was bothered, Al Kazayis Ben HaMeis, Megaleach, Al HaMeis, Kuloi Kolshkin, if you come in contact with a full corpse or with a Kazayis. I mean, once you say Kazayis, you don't have to say the full. The Gemara says, no, Meis Kula is Nogeya, where you had a Nefel, where Le Neskashu Evar Begidim. The Evarim and the Gidim weren't fully developed yet. So really, you don't have a Kazayas Min HaMeis. And the Halacha over there is that if somebody comes in contact with it, he is going to be Tomei, as far as a Nazir goes. Alma, what do you see from here? Issa Tumah Kadim. You see that there's a stage in the fetus's life where there's no Evarim and Gidim yet, but at the same time, it's considered a Beria. A Nazis Megaleach, if it comes in contact with it. Alma Issa Tumah Kadim. Which means that the Issa Macholas Asuros is Chal before the Issa Gidan Asha. What does that mean? Because the Issa Tumah, Macholas Asuros is Chal as soon as it's a Nefel even. The Issa Gidan Asha needs a Gid. And if it's like Niskashu Evarav Begidin, then at that point you physically can't have the Issa Gidan Asha. So what's the point? How could you tell me? The Pshad and Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Gidan Asha is noyig even by Behemet Meir, is because he holds that although Ein Issachal Lisser, but the two Isur Machal Bevasachas, what does it mean it's Chal Bevasachas? When it's a fetus, the Issa Gidan Asha is Chal, and the Issa Tumah is Chal, it's Pashit that the Issa Tumah is Chal before the Issa Gidan Asha. Because before the Gidim are even Neskasha Beivarim. At that point, you already have the Isser Tumah. So again, 100 Kushal Duchte, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold that you have an Isser Danash by Mehmet Meir? So Mar says, you have to say that Afagav the Isser Tumah Kodim, Asa Isser Gid Chaylola, Shkeni Surin Noyah, Bibin Noyah. We had this as well. Masay Abshan Rabbi Yehuda is that it's true ordinarily in Isser Chal Isser, but Gid Danash is different because it's Noyah Bibin Noyah. The Ekonami, it's Mashman, that's Abshan Rabbi Yehuda. The Ketani, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Valay Bibin Yaakov Nesar Gid Danash. What was he trying to say? Valay Bibin Yaakov Nesar. This is what he was trying to say. This is the whole punchline of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you know why this Gid Danash by Mehmet Meir? Are you going to ask me a Nisa Chal Alissa? Because it goes back to the Bnei Yaakov. It was already Nesel Bnei Noach. And any Esser that goes back to the Bnei Noach, even though it was Adayim Bnei Mitmeim with Teres Lahem, you say Issach HaLissa. The point is, we had here a Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that there's Gid HaNosh even for a non-kosher animal. The question was, what happened to Issach HaLissa? So first the Gemara tried saying, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds Issach HaLissa. And the Gemara said that doesn't work. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda never said that there's two Yisurim. Maybe he only meant the Issach Gid HaNosh. We know from Rabbi Yehuda and Abraisa that you do have both Yisurim. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that they're both Chal B'Vasachas. That's not going to work. For a kosher animal, Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no Gid HaNosh by a fetus anyways. And even for a non-kosher animal, we know that there's a period where the nefel is loy neskashu evar begidov. So the nachal b'vasachas says the Gemara l'maskona. You have to say the pshana Rabbi Yehuda is that although it's true ordinarily a nisachal iser, but any iser that's also shayich to bnei noach is mochamer. Being that kidanasha was never l'bnei noach, that's why it is going to be aser even for behemoth tmeya.